So let's hear about your 48-year-old lady. I was really curious. You know, we had the big plenary presentation at ASCO on olaparib, the PARP inhibitor, and breast cancer. Of course, we've been talking about PARP inhibitors and ovarian cancer and CME now the last few years. Huge, huge topic. But now it's in breast cancer. Let's hear about your lady and, you know, kind of how you're thinking through what to do nowadays.
Right. So this is a 48-year-old woman who has advanced breast cancer and has a known BRCA1 mutation. She had been diagnosed a little more than 5 years ago, 2012, when she had a left-sided breast cancer that was triple negative and poorly differentiated, and at that time had undergone genetic testing and was found to have a BRCA1 mutation. We'd had a protocol at that point that was looking at platinum-based chemotherapy for triple negative breast cancer, so she received cisplatin, paclitaxel, and everolimus as part of that trial. She had a response in the neoadjuvant setting and then underwent bilateral mastectomy and had residual disease at the time of her mastectomy. She then got two cycles of adjuvant AC chemotherapy and stopped essentially because of side effects of the chemo at that point.
Could I just quickly ask you how everolimus got into that trial? And it's ER negative?
Yeah, I should have looked that up before I brought the case in today, but there was interest in combining it with chemo in these higher risk cancers. I can't say I have a better explanation for that.
Interesting. So anyhow, so she gets that adjuvant therapy.
She gets AC for two cycles, gets mastectomy, post-mastectomy radiation therapy. And then about 2 years later, well, probably about a year and a half later, she had a headache and unfortunately was found to have an occipital metastasis that was surgically resected, was triple negative breast cancer. And
but this is a brain met, not a bone.
I'm sorry. It was an intrinsic brain metastasis. And she then had whole brain radiation. She eventually developed other metastatic disease. She began paclitaxel chemotherapy, was on that for 4 or 5 months and progressed, and then began in 2015 treatment on the Olympiad trial, and she was randomized to the olaparib arm.